Ask the Expert on The Pat Kenny Show.
With Hidden Hearing. Personalised care with Hidden Hearing. Visit hiddenhearing.ie.
Well, now it's time for our expert slot, and joining us in studio this morning is Enda Dooley, hearing aid audiologist. Today is World Hearing Day, and Enda is going to promote awareness around maintaining your hearing and encouraging to regularly check your hearing health. Enda, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat. Nice to see you again. Now, nice to hear you even better.
Talk about the negative impact of not being able to hear properly.
So it can affect so many people in different ways. We have some information from World Health Organization telling us that about 1 in 5 adults over the age of 60 will have hearing loss. That's 1.5 billion people worldwide. And that figure is due to increase to about in 2050, to 1 in 4, which is 2.5 billion people.
And why would the increase go from 1 in 5 to 1 in 4? Because that's a significant change.
So ageing population, I suppose, is probably the best answer
to
that.
Is it any of the listening habits of a generation now compared to a previous generation?
I think so, because I did an interview with Jess Kelly about this a while ago. So previous generations worked in noisy atmospheres and, you know, if you think factory settings. I have patients who come in to me who worked in Guinness's glass bottle factory, and health and safety wasn't around at that stage.
Sure.
But now it's probably the generation of my son. He's 25. He spends maybe a couple of hours a day listening to headphones. And it's the volume of the music that you're listening to can create a problem there.
Yeah. On-ears versus in-ears?
I think either or. If it's too loud, it's too loud. But the advice we will be giving people is the, you know, 60-60 rule. So make sure you're listening to your music at about 60% max volume for about 60 minutes and then take a break.
And then take a break. And does whatever damage been done in that 60 minutes kind of repair itself if you take a break?
If you're at the 60, if you're under 60% volume on your phone setting, then you shouldn't really be doing damage. But a lot of people just get the warning on the phone, hit OK, and keep listening.
What is the downside of not being able to hear properly in terms of mental health and mental acuity?
So there's more information coming out now, medical information, suggesting that people with hearing loss, again, through no fault of their own, are having more incidents of not being able to communicate socially with friends and with family. It's an extra cognitive strain as well if you're not hearing clearly all day. So if you imagine in your normal day, you're listening to radio, you're listening to television, you're listening to your family, your friends, you're listening to music. So in relation to conversation, the most common hearing loss we deal with would be high frequency hearing loss, and that affects clarity of speech. So I hear you, but I don't understand all the words you're saying clearly. And then I'm having to work harder all day, focus more, concentrate more, fill gaps, make sense of what doesn't sound right. And that's an extra cognitive load on your brain that, you know, you wouldn't have experienced when you're in your 20s.
Lots of questions coming in. I'm in my 60s. I use in-ear headphones to listen to music in the gym. Recently, my ears seem to be blocked more regularly. Should I allow shower water into my ears when showering to clear out any wax buildup? Is there anything I could do to avoid that wax buildup? I'd like to keep using my earphones in the gym. That's from Michael.
Yeah. So, Michael, just again, what we were talking about earlier, check the volume you're at. There's nothing you can do about wax in your
ear. Nothing to do with showering or anything.
Wax is waterproof. So if you think about long before there was headphones and in-ear headphones, there was wax. So it's a natural occurrence in your ear. Water will not remove it, but, you know, regular health checks, if you're with your GP for some reason, always ask them to check your ear. We remove a lot of wax for patients. It's a very big part of our business. So you can easily get your ears checked for wax if you want to.
I sometimes get pulsatile tinnitus. Is this something I need to worry about? What is pulsatile?
Pulsatile tinnitus is, so tinnitus can be many different things for different people. It can be a ringing, a buzzing, a hissing. But pulsatile could suggest that it's like if you feel your heartbeat. So it's a boom, 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 boom. That's a medical condition. You definitely should talk to your doctor about that.
I'm a 52-year-old woman with a nerve deafness in my right ear since I was 3 years old. I could never use a hearing aid as there was no hearing there to aid. I've heard of a hearing aid that conducts through the bones in the hearing ear. Is there any advantage to looking into it? That's from Yvonne.
So Yvonne, again, why we're here talking to listeners again today is to promote hearing healthcare and hearing as part of your normal everyday health routine. So if you had an experience in the past, that was the past. Technology's moved forward. Also, when did you have your hearing tested last? So my advice would go to your local Hidden Hearing. We're in 85 branches countrywide, and go and get your hearing tested and we will give you the best advice.
I have a question for the audiologist. My dad just turned 70 in December. We sent him for a hearing test as he doesn't seem to hear us. He passed this with flying colours. Do you think this could be a hearing problem or something else?
If the hearing test was passed with flying colours, then it's not his hearing.
So he's not bothered.
I don't know. Maybe get him, I don't know where he got his hearing tested, but maybe get him to go and get a second opinion. Or get another test done, because if he's having difficulty in normal family situations, they've noticed it didn't used to be like that. There's something going on.
So the hearing might be okay, but there might be something cognitively that needs to be investigated.
It could be, but it's very likely that it's hearing related, so maybe just get a second opinion.
Question, can you ask your audiologist if he approves of the hearing test on the new iPhone?
It's something that I don't know. I'm not an iPhone user. My kids are. It's, again, even the literature I've read about it, it's really designed towards very mild to moderate hearing loss. So I'm not sure if you think about Hidden Hearing is 35 years in business. We're part of this global hearing care group, DMANT. They're in 130 countries worldwide. And if you are looking to get your hearing tested, everybody's hearing loss is unique as their fingerprint. So I just don't know if a one-size-fits-all patch
the way it works, Jess Kelly was in telling us about it, that you, when you plug in your Apple Pods, your EarPods, then you run a test and it analyzes what you can hear, what you can't. It takes 4 minutes.
Yeah.
And then it configures the EarPods to compensate for the frequencies you're missing.
Yeah.
She said the downside would be that the battery life would not be like a hearing aid battery life, which would last you the whole day, that it would only last a couple of hours.
I'd imagine that the research into the design of that product is for producing music, not for treating hearing loss. So if you're dealing with a company who's in that business and that profession and has many years of diagnostic testing, I would be always advising, if you have a hearing loss, treat it with a hearing aid.
Yeah. In any event, though, there might be a positive out of people trying this and realizing they have a hearing loss because their hearing is so improved by the AirPods that they would then get a proper hearing aid.
And again, that's why we're in talking to you today, is just to advise people and encourage you. If that's the start of your journey, great.
I have hearing loss in one ear and tinnitus in my good ear. I've gone to a number of hearing specialist shops, but they seem more interested in upselling. I don't know which hearing aids to get, as the prices vary widely with the grant.
Okay. So, obviously, we're designed to hear binaurally both sides. If you have one ear worse than the other hearing-wise, you do need a very good prescription in your hearing aid. And my advice to patients is always to try to get the best technology help that they can afford, because hearing speech clearly in your normal everyday background noise environments is a difficult thing to do. And hearing is so individual, even with that patient or that person, sorry, that they have difference in one ear than the other, that it's a very much a prescription. And come and talk to us. We'd be delighted to see that person. There's a Hidden Hearing branch near them.
Yeah. Well, this person says, I'm 63. I notice that my hearing is not as good when I'm in company, especially in a noisy room. I did a hearing test in a high street outlet in a busy, noisy environment, and I passed. That's from Declan.
Okay. So, Declan, I have normal hearing, thankfully, at the moment so far, but I do not hear well in busy, noisy pubs or restaurants. Signal-to-noise ratio, the noise of the crowd is louder than the one voice of the person I'm trying to hear. So, you know, again, if you have a hearing test done and it's a recent hearing test and it showed up as pretty normal hearing, don't be too worried if you're not hearing very well in busy, noisy environments.
And the final question, does a hearing aid help with tinnitus?
Hearing aids can help with tinnitus through a masking effect. So 80-odd% of patients who have tinnitus have high frequency hearing loss. I know just from my own experience, I'm 15 years doing this now, and huge amount of my patients would have tinnitus. Wearing their hearing aids all day is not just helping them to hear conversation better, stimulate what they have, hold on to it for as long as we can, but it's giving your brain other sounds to process, and that can have a really beneficial masking effect.
Swamping the thing with
it's
different sounds.
It's giving your brain more sound to process.
All right, and there we have to leave it. Enter Dooley, hearing aid audiologist, and has his own practice in, where is it, Merrion Road?
Merrion Road, Ballsbridge.
Merrion Road,
yep.
With Hidden Hearing. Thank you very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.